tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It used to be cute when I did it by myself.
And it's still cute.
It's still cute. It's even cuter.
Now it's become amazing.
Yeah!
See, there I scooped that up.
Tony, you are such a team player.
Well, you know, I don't mind being a team player.
Aw.
That
yeah,
fake smile.
That's a fake. He's a faker.
That's that L.A. smile.
Yeah.
Or that, there we or go. That, or that Southern, bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey guys, welcome to this week's reclap of AfterBuzz Dance Moms. It is the part two of the season finale.
Woohoo!
Here comes Hollywood. So I am Lexi Hamisfar, and to my far, far, far left, we have...
Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
And hello, I'm Candace Camacho.
Hey guys, I'm Francisco Thurston.
Y'all tried it.
And we have two special guests in the house tonight.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
They are fans of Dance Moms, and so we decided it would be fun to have other fans of Dance Moms who watch AfterBuzz, who watch Dance Moms, familiar with it, to come in and chit chat with us on this finale.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
And we have
Tiffany
and
Tahira West.
you better give that full government name.
Yes.
That full birth certificate.
Enunciate those E's.
I think we're going to have Christy call in.
Oh. Yes. Yes, and we have Christy calling in. Everyone in the comments has been begging for her to come on.
Yes.
Chloe is asleep, but Christy.
But Christy is
awake. Christy will be here.
We made that happen.
Yeah.
Good job.
Just for you guys.
Yes. You ask for it, and we deliver.
Yes. Ask.
Just be careful what you ask for.
You shall receive.
Well, Tony.
What? What did I do? I mean, I'm just saying.
Gutter mind again, but we love it.
What? You nasties.
You little nasty.
Y'all are nasty. I don't ever think like that. It's these
You don't
people.
Ever. No.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so how long do we have until Christy calls?
She said she said ready, and I said yeah. She said she's calling from her home phone. I said that's okay. So whenever okay. she decides to well, call.
Okay. Fair enough. I guess we'll just go ahead and dive in then.
Yep.
So what were y'all's overall thoughts of the episode?
I feel like there was a lot happening in this episode. Like it was always these little boom, boom, ooh, huh? Mm. Like that's how I was kind of watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally in my living room, it was like, huh? Ooh, mm-mm.
Wow.
I don't know if y'all watch TV like that, but it makes it dramatic
for
me.
How do you define a ooh, ah, ooh, ooh?
It's like a cartoon.
Ah.
It is. It's like, I don't know, when Kathy comes in and does all of her little antics or when...
Is this right?
Is that her?
Yeah, that's...
Just a question. Is the studio... Sorry, live TV. Is it 424-253-0504?
That's for you, Josh.
You should not be saying that on streaming. On streaming.
Oh.
I'm so confused.
Oh, well,
let me check.
Isn't that people say it for?
Not anymore. But we need clarification of the phone number.
I'm pulling up the email. Hold on.
I'm trying to get Skype pulled up. One sec.
Okay.
It's that.
We got some secrets around here, y'all.
Yeah, guys.
Some guest fans.
No, it's
there used to be a time where we would say the phone number, and now we can't do it no more.
Well.
But I thought, what did y'all think of the episode?
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
I need for Kathy's contract to be up
immediately. I need her to have several seats.
She needs
Several seats. Yes, she does.
The dialogue between those two has always been out of control, but now it's just like throwing daggers and just like being like really, really cruel. Before it was just like calling names, and now it's just like...
And like in the beginning it was funny, but now it's just to the point where it's like...
It's played out and it's just ugly, right?
Yeah. I think that's more so of Kathy's doing. Like Kathy is always the one that is always kind of pushing the buttons and pushing the
envelope. Well, I mean, the dilemma is, like when I was telling Francisco, the dilemma is that at the end of the day, I just kind of feel like this is affecting, you know, the kids more than anything. Yeah. And it's just...
On both
sides. So it's not... fair to the kids, more than anything. Like it's just really upsetting. Like none of their spirits like should be broken whatsoever.
Right? Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, when it comes down to it, like I get it. You know, it's a show and all, but no, they shouldn't be leaving there crying all the time.
Exactly.
That bothers me. I hate that.
But you know, life is hard, and sometimes you just have to refresh and reboot by giving
indeed
a little cry.
Indeed, it is.
I think we have Christy on the line.
Yay!
Christy.
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
How are you?
Hello.
Christy?
I think I hear you saying Christy, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. There's six of us here.
Yes, you got full house.
It's like I'm in a weird, twisted dream.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it. We've all been excited to have you call in, and so have the viewers. So it's nice to finally make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So thank you so much.
I can't hear you guys at all. I'm so sorry. Should I try to call back?
Josh?
We're trying to figure it out.
Just a second.
We're having some technical difficulties.
We'll figure it out. 1 second.
She'll call back. Tell her to call back.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is calling back.
Christy, call us back if you can hear us.
Yes.
Okay, well, going back to the Kathy conversation, this is jumping way ahead, but the red apples that they had at that Hunger Games,
I can't. It was like a cult.
It was directly out of Hunger Games. It
was like the worst waste of apples that I could think of.
All I kept thinking was, I hope they're all eating that as a snack later.
I know. And don't waste the apple.
Promote it. Right. But, there you go.
I mean, honestly, it was a little weird because there's never been a time where the fans of Nance Moms have not been excited to see both teams.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now all of a sudden, Abby and the ALDC arrive and it's like crickets.
Yeah.
And it's like evil. And Abby gets... Now, if I was Abby, I would have got back in the car because I said, something wrong with them kids. They all looking at me and staring at me weird. It felt a little eerie.
Yeah.
Like one of them was going to jump out and be like, no, 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 no. Like,
children
and
I
was.
That's,
well, then it wasn't just the candy apples that were doing it. It was.
I think she's back on the line. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine. Christy, can you hear us?
I am enjoying the apple conversation.
Oh,
yeah. Sort of like,
yeah, there
you know,
she
the
is.
The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy was picking those apples.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was
like,
weird.
What are you doing? Touch my apples.
That was the worst, most odd thing yet.
It was beyond
odd. I think that they were supposed to try to get them to wear wigs. Like Sia wigs,
wow.
But I don't know. Maybe they weren't having that. I really don't know.
That would
I just
have been
show
creepy.
Up.
Creepy. Wow. Yeah, that would have been super creepy.
Yeah.
That
well,
was that's very doing the most. That's
well, thanks so much for calling in. I was saying it earlier, but like it's been a while since the fans have been requesting it, and it's finally nice to have you on the show and to be able to talk to you.
Oh, thank you for having me. Hello, I'm glad to be here.
Hi. Yeah, so...
Now, you did scare me when you said there was a possibility of Skype because I have on, like, my crazy mom jammies and nobody else.
Oh, no, no. That is too funny. Well, we really appreciate you joining us because so much happened last night. I mean, I think, as Tony said, we were all just kind of sitting there like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
The whole Cameron and Chloe and Kendall solo situation. I mean, Abby pinning Cameron and Chloe up against each other, that must have just been such a mind game for Chloe. How did you kind of talk her?
Yeah, again.
Is there a method that you kind of use to talk her through these situations? Because I feel like it must just be so hard week after week to deal with it.
Yeah, you know what? I think you saw me getting really frustrated, and I even tweeted. I said, you know, I'm human. I make mistakes. That wasn't my finest moment because I did get really upset with Chloe. I said, you know, I can't keep giving you the same pep talk. And then I walked away, and I felt like such a jerk because I thought, my God, like, here I am complaining I can't give the same pep talk, and this poor kid's thinking, like, I can't have the same garbage happen to me week after week. And she's a kid. I'm a grown-up. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess I just try to keep her. Honestly, I'll be very honest. What I say to her at this point is so many people from around the world have reached out and said that Chloe is an inspiration, not just in dance, but in a lot of things, like perseverance and just keeping their head up and being, I don't know, a respectable member of society as a kid. And I tell her all the time, and whether you see it on TV or not, I say, you know, it's not really important so much anymore that you win for three judges. I said, it's really important that you go out there and you do something that you're proud of so that all these kids that look up to you can be happy for that. You're dancing for them more than anything. And I don't know if that's selfish. I don't know if that's, you know, whatever, but it is. People tell me all the time that they look up to Chloe, and I try to use that as a motivator.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now,
one thing that we've noticed here this season with Chloe, and that you guys touched on in this episode, is that the Chloe spark has not been there this season. One thing that I always liked about Chloe is that even with all of the yelling and the drama and everything that has happened in the past seasons, whenever she danced, it just always seems to go away, and that was her moment, and she just lived in her dancing. What has happened since then with Chloe? Like, how is she feeling in this season compared to the past seasons? Because that spark, that glimmer that we see in her eye, it was noticeably gone this season. Mm-hmm. So what is she going through, and is she really just kind of broken down at this point as far as with this season?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that, first of all, she's getting older. She's getting to the point where she's a teenager now. She turned 13 towards the end of what you saw on this last season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Abby has created such a divide in the girls, and it's really quite sad. I mean, it's very clear on any social media that it's, you know, the four girls and Chloe. Like, they do lots of things together, and she's always excluded. And I think that, I just think that being beat down and always being left out and being excluded, like, Abby will take them over and take a picture of the four girls and be like, you're not in my picture, you know? Just little things like that. But when you're 13 years old, think about how that makes you feel. And I just think that she was just trying to get through each day. I really do. I think that it was like, oh my God, please let me just make it through this day and get home to where I don't feel this ugliness. And so I know, and I felt very upset about that spark going away, but, you know, we're working on it. Holly always says, you know, Nia's a work in progress. Well, it's unfortunate that, you know, Chloe's spirit has now become a work in progress.
Yeah.
Mm. Last night, there was a point in the episode where I think everyone in America who watched the show felt heartbreak for Chloe. And I was sad, and I know everybody else watching the show was probably feeling the same thing for her. And I know that the situation wasn't exactly what we've seen last night, and I was wondering if you kind of wanted to touch on everything that happened.
Oh yeah, in the hallway. When I really flipped on Abby. Abby was walking down the hallway, and, you know, she's like, oh, she's washed up, she's this, she's that. Well, that's not all Abby said. She turned to me and said, in a really condescending, mean way, fix that eye. Fix her eye. And Chloe has a medical condition that she had to have surgery on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, all of Chloe's medical things, but that, to me, was the lowest blow of all. Like, you're going to pick on a little girl. Again, she's self-conscious. She's 13.
Yeah.
You know, she hates it, and that's where Abby went with it. Like, you can tell her to point her feet and scream at her to straighten her legs all you want, but that, to me, is where it crossed the line.
Completely.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's the lowest of the low.
Well, and it was interesting because I was looking on social media this morning and some of the comments from viewers, and they were all like, if Chloe's gone, I'm gone from Lifetime. Like, sorry, producers, I'm done. And I thought that was so great. But there were also some bonus scenes on Lifetime's website that I wanted to bring up, because you brought up such a great point when you asked the question, how do you go out on stage and fake passion for dance when you know that your teacher is intentionally holding you back?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought
I didn't see these bonus scenes, so I'm like, I'm always a nervous wreck. What did they show? God almighty.
There was the brunch scene at Maggiano's where Melissa got really angry.
Oh, okay.
And then there was this, there was that interview where you asked that question, and then Chloe, it was her interview, and she said, I don't know how I'm supposed to want this when all I've been told for 4 years is how badly I suck.
Oh, that line there broke my heart in two. I'm not actually surprised they didn't show it on the show, because I just think that summed up Chloe's whole experience so eloquently. Mm-hmm. But I almost think that they couldn't show it because it was so, that was the hardest thing I've ever heard her say. It really was. Were we standing in the dressing room leaning on the wall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she said that? Or?
No, it was in like the one-on-one interview where she was talking to the camera.
Oh. She had actually said that to me, so I didn't know she said it in her interview, because I honestly don't ask. Her time to talk and say her thing, and I don't know. I don't know. And at that point, like, here's the hardest thing is I can't keep being called a bad mother. You know, no mother would really, really and truly be like, it's okay, this is dance. Like, no, at some point, it's like, oh, like, I can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Well, we always really, hi, Christy. This is Candace. Haven't met you, but we're,
oh, hi.
Hi. I'm actually a mom myself to a small child.
Oh my gosh, you're a mom. You're so young and cute. Oh my god, I'm so old. Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. She's 15 months, so she's.
So she's sweet.
Yeah, she is.
I have a 5-year-old who's, good luck with that.
Thank you. I'll take all the good wishes. Well, we just want you to know that we are total supporters of you and your daughter, and we brought up like many times about how the editing makes you seem a different way than, you know, what was really said, and then I always kind of bring up that I'm a mom and I would do the same thing if somebody was doing that to my daughter. Like, how do you keep going, and what's like the one thing you say to your daughter so that she knows that all of Abby's nonsense and to just keep going?
Well, you know, I always try to tell her, you know, the best revenge is success, and there's nothing more, I don't think, nothing that would like just drive that point home, then Chloe go on to be successful in all aspects of life, not just dance, but, you know, be a successful person, be like a great student, be anything she decides she wants to be. But I don't know. I think that is what I really tell her. And I also tell her, you know, she's not a quitter. She's a fighter. This is going to make her stronger. Probably all the cliches that everyone would think, but they're not cliches. They're real. Yeah. So,
we have a couple of fans in the studio. Do you guys have any questions for Christy while she's on the phone? Anything?
Oh, hey. Yes, Christy,
really
that crazy.
No, I don't really have a question. I actually just had a comment. I actually just wanted to say kudos to you for basically just laying into Abby in the hallway. I just thought that was, honestly, I thought that was awesome. And I was just like, you go, girl. I would have done the same thing.
I wanted to jump through the TV.
And I just,
you.
Seriously. I was like, this is getting serious in the living room.
You know, I'm like, where am I
watching this?
Someone off,
but I just honestly, like, I thought that was amazing. I think it was really well said. So. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I do think that the girls really, I'm, the show's called Dance Moms. People watch for the girls. I talk to people every day. I'm not stupid. I know that. Those girls are incredible role models for not just for young people, but for older people. Mm-hmm. And I just think any adult on that show who thinks otherwise is really kidding themselves. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Well, we've always said that and they started this kind of towards last season, but and a few moments this season, we love those moments when it's just the girls and they're talking like among themselves, and like those are the moments that I wish we saw more of. Like the the drama between you guys, it's a lot. And I can only imagine
you're
what it's like
me.
Being there.
Yeah.
But those moments just between them where they get to just be, you know,
kiss.
Girls and
yeah.
friends of mm-hmm. each other, those moments are really, really good. I had a quick question. Are you still in talks with Kelly, and like, how is she, and how's Paige and Brooke and
well, let's see.
That?
Kelly was just texting me about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Of course I'm in touch with Kelly. I'll be yeah. friends with Kelly forever. I was friends with Kelly far before there was a TV show, and we'll be friends far after. They're great. I mean, her kids yeah. are doing well. You know, Brooke is, she's getting ready to drive. I mean, Paige is a gorgeous, beautiful girl. You know, they're just doing really well.
Good.
I'm happy for them. They're flourishing kind of out of this area. And to be honest, they've got some really great stuff coming up that I'm excited for them,
That's
you
awesome.
Know, to share. And I think their fans, they've kind of laid low for a while. Mm. I think their fans are going to be really excited to see it because I don't think you've heard the last from them.
Good. And that's always good to hear, especially because we had Holly and Nia on last week, and we got to hear all of exciting stuff.
Yeah.
All the exciting stuff that Nia has coming out, because the show focuses on Maddie and Mackenzie, but it's good to hear what everyone else is doing and how Dance Moms has opened doors for them. So I say kudos to any opportunity. I'm trying to get on top of the pyramid so I can get.
I know.
You know,
going.
Just
I mean,
forget it. As long as Maddie's there, honey, you're never going to accept that.
Goodness.
Well, and I saw on Twitter last night, I think it must have been right after the East Coast.
Yeah, Chloe's thing, right?
Yeah, you guys tweeted about Chloe's video on Just for Kicks. And
oh, yeah, that has been an amazing thing. It all kind of just fell into place. Chloe was asked to be a spokesmodel for their Just for Kicks. They have an Alexandra collection.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went out to, we went to Minnesota for her to shoot the catalog and everything, and they wanted to do this video. And the whole premise of the video is that nobody is you. Like, you are special. Don't try to be an imitation of someone else. Be your own unique person. And I, of course, like, loved it. I got right behind it because I said that's exactly the message that I have tried to hammer home with Chloe since day one. You know, mm-hmm. why do we always need to compare them? Can't it just be give each of them an equal opportunity and let's see where they go?
Mm-hmm.
So I loved the message. And then the timing of it was great because I knew what happened on the episode last night, mm-hmm. and I knew that they were getting ready to release this video,
mm-hmm.
and I actually called and I said, you know, this is what's going on. I said, I think it's a really powerful message to send to all of, not just Chloe fans, but to kids of all, you know, who watch the show or don't watch the show, but obviously the kids who watch the show are going to be tuned into Chloe's social media. So they released it last night and it has just really blown up. It's been amazing and exciting.
Good.
And I love the message because it's like she's taking off the makeup. It's not about like performing on a stage. It's not about rhinestones or makeup. It's about what's inside. And I mm-hmm. love the end when she's smiling at herself in the mirror, because when's the last time you saw Chloe yeah. smile like that?
Yeah. I know. It has
been too long.
It's been years. Yeah. It's so sad. Like, I don't know what you guys go through, you know, the making of the show and the filming of the show. And we only get tidbits on what happens outside of that. But I just hope that for the sake of the kids, that it's not
as
or continue
bad.
To be mm-hmm. as brutal
yeah.
as it has been. Like,
I cannot confirm nor deny that. I don't want to impeach myself. Wait, is that the word? I don't want to.
Let's call Holly. Holly
yeah,
would know
whatever
that.
That word. I'm sorry.
It's
yeah.
okay. You have a question, Tiffany?
Yes. Hi, Christy. I'm Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. I just want to let you know that I think you are an amazing mother, and Chloe has actually been my favorite from the beginning. I've been watching since the show started, and honey, I'm 33, and she still inspires me. So
aww,
even when I'm taking dance
nice
class,
thank
like,
you so much.
No problem. Like, it's the truth. She is an inspiration to everybody, not mm-hmm. just to kids. So I just really, really wanted you to know that.
Now, Tiffany, you do know that I'm the crier. Please don't make me tear up on my phone.
Well, I just want to tell you that every time Chloe is doing her solos, I am sitting on the couch crying right there with you.
Right? Aw. See, so many people said that to me, and I love that. I mean, I don't know. I am always astounded how many people, you know, have fallen in love with these seven little girls, and it'll always be seven girls because, as far as I'm concerned, Brooke and Paige are part of Dance Moms. They always will be. You know, like, I just am amazed that people from around the world care so much about these kids. And they're not the best dancers in the world. No one's ever said that. But I think it's everyone can relate to them because everyone has grown up with friends that you had to compete with, whether it be in a sport or in school or whatever. And you know it, and you still have to be friends with them. And I don't know. It's been a great experience. I don't know kind of where it's going to go from here. I don't know. You know, I can't say what's happening in season five, but I don't know. When I hear people say stuff like that to me, it makes me think that maybe a little bit was worth it.
Yeah.
What a change for you, your life, and and Chloe's life from when you signed on, and, you know, I don't know what you thought, but maybe you were just like, I'm going to do this show
for 6 episodes. I thought I was signing up for 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Little did you know.
I said, how bad can 6 episodes be, Kelly?
Yeah. I mean, what a game changer with
these are the longest 6 episodes of your life.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, you know, I think we're only on season 1.5, but we've done like 400 episodes. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, I think every season is an episode.
Remember the Truman Show, that movie that it was just live streaming 24/7? That's how I feel like Dance Moms is. Like, do we even sleep? Are you watching us while we're sleeping? Because you might be.
Big Brother's watching you all the time.
Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, all the girls in general, especially Chloe, they have grown up with such dignity and maturity that I feel like a lot of girls who are in this, like, thrust into the spotlight don't generally have. And so it's just amazing to see that not only as they get older, they're not getting derailed from the spotlight or the fame, but they're getting more mature and they're growing and they're getting more wisdom. It's just, it's so impressive to watch. So,
oh, thanks. I think that they are a great group of girls. They really are. Despite how insane their mothers are, they are a great group of girls.
You guys are mothers that just care about their children.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I know. You're just saying that because I'm on the phone.
No.
All your dirt on me.
My mom can get crazy, too, but it's because she loves me. So
my mom backed my cheerleading coach across a parking lot.
Yeah.
Over. Because she was mad. So I sympathize with you completely.
Yeah. Well, being a mother makes you do out-of-bounds things. Yes. And if somebody's attacking your kid, it doesn't matter who's watching or who thinks what. Like, you're going to go for it.
Absolutely. And
that is true.
I've learned that.
I watched my aunt swing her purse down a hill towards a family member because she was messing with her kid.
Which now, wait a minute. Is Kathy related to you?
Christy, no, please don't put that crazy on me. Please don't put that crazy
aunt
on me.
Aunt Kathy, how sweet. Tell her Thanksgiving I said hey.
I love it.
We all have apples for Thanksgiving. We do. Salute the apples. Crazy, Kathy. Crazy. That's a different kind of crazy there. That's why they named her Kathy.
Who calls a grown woman? Did y'all catch when she called me a booger?
Yes, I did. I touched on that and I was like, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
You know, I would rather...
I know, because I really like that green dress too. The nerve.
It looks like a booger.
Well, I would rather see Vivi.
Vivi.
Yeah, where's she?
I'd rather see her.
Vivi hyphen Ann.
Yes. I would rather see her. She's not, like, last season, she was just over dance. She was like, Mom, do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to sit here and eat. And I was with her on that. I was like, let's pull up a chair.
She was always
and
eating.
Just have a meal. Yeah.
You have no idea. I am so Team Vivi. I think that kid is an evil genius. I think she's hysterical.
I love it.
I love her. Like, secretly, you know why she wears ankle socks, right?
No.
Oh, to hide her house arrest bracelet that Kathy keeps on her.
That's so awful.
Oh, I bet it's cute and dainty, though.
I'm just teasing. Love you, Kathy.
You know, oh she probably put a root on you now. You better be careful. Say a prayer before you go to bed.
I know. Put those healing hands on me. Hey, I have to tell you, you guys were asking about Chloe's foot last week. How could it be healed so fast?
Yeah.
I did want to say this because I know everybody in America is like, well, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Her foot actually was broken for 2 weeks before we knew it. So she was dancing on it. It was a buckle fracture. It wasn't like a hairline fracture.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time we figured out that her foot was broken and we took her and had it in a boot, it was an injury that only took like 3.5-4 weeks to heal. And she had already been out that many weeks on it. So right before we left for LA, I took her to the orthopedist and I said, you know, this is what's going on. This injury is sort of old. It happened 3.5 weeks ago.
Mm.
She could keep the boot on. And the doctor looked at me and said, listen, I understand, like, you're filming a TV show. Like, she has to dance. She said, if I thought for 1 minute that her foot would be injured for the rest of her life, I would tell you no.
Mm.
She said, but if she can tape it and go, she can do it. So you didn't see, like, that whole conversation take place.
Yeah.
But I wanted to let you guys know, because everyone thought that was like, well, how did that happen?
Yeah,
that's exactly how it happened.
We think all magical things happen on this show, like how you guys get from Pittsburgh to whatever
LA in like 10 hours.
Yeah, in just a matter of a scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's like, poof, we're in Pittsburgh and now we're in Orlando.
Oh, are you one of those people, if I saw you on Wednesday morning, you'd ask me how I got back from LA so fast?
Yes.
Because I meet people like that. They're like, oh, how did you get out of that box in the corner of my living room? I'm like, I live in there.
Those are people that we look at and say, bless your heart.
Yes.
I know. I know. Mm-hmm. They really, and it's hysterical. They're like, oh, did you got home? Chloe hurt her foot? I'm like, no, that all happened so many weeks ago. It's me.
That's pre-filmed.
That's funny. Okay, well, thank you so much, Chrissy. We don't want to keep you on the phone anymore. Is there anything else
I know
that you want talk about with Chloe?
Yes, tell
about
us more.
Anything that's going on with her coming up?
No, I mean, I think the biggest thing that she has right now going on, I'm really excited for the Just for Kicks thing, you know, the Nobody Is You. I think that's really great. I don't know. She has some pretty big things coming up. Like, stay tuned. I don't know how much information I can give, but Chloe just booked a movie, so that's very exciting.
Yay. Congratulations.
She's got some other things coming up. I don't know. They're all sort of preliminary in the works. She was asked to do, you know, a music video, some things, but I don't want to sit here and say, like, she has a million things, and then something fall through, and then, you know, give people something to say I'm a liar about, but I don't know. I think that she's got some great things coming up. She did book the movie, and that's pretty exciting.
Excellent.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Tell her congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will. She's very excited about it.
Good for her.
I will certainly let her know.
Awesome.
Yes. And, I don't know. And right now, I'm just being a mom.
you get some downtime yourself.
Yeah.
Well, R&R. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Yep, you guys take care. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course.
See you soon.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, Chrissy.
Bye. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was
fun.
She should be a stand-up comedian.
She should.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah.
I now feel bad for saying, have a seat to her in all my previous episodes.
Oh. I do, too.
I used to tell her that. I used to say, she can have several. I used to. I'm so sorry, Chrissy. I did.
I love
so
Chrissy.
Different when you, I've so different when you talk to Chrissy.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
She's just standing up for her kid when, you know, that beast is coming at her.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
There's a beat word for it. Sorry, I'm not bitter.
Did somebody say surfboard?
No, surfboard.
I thought of it myself then.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so let's talk about the episode before we run out of time.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes left, so let's crank through it. So, I don't even know where to start at this point.
Start at the top.
Okay. So, Cameron, Abby is like, if you lose, you're out. You know, you're.
I just want to say, anybody who ever doubted that Abby went to the judges previous, everything that happened, everything kind of laid itself out for you guys. There's your spread. Mm-hmm. Abby went to the judges, and it's clear in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. You know, it was interesting to me. The reaction of when Cameron fell in her performance.
Yes!
And Abby's reaction.
We definitely need to talk about that because that was the lowest. Right. Like,
of the low.
Yeah. Abominable. She went to Cameron and said, that's okay. You know, use those tears next time when you're doing your lyrical.
I could not believe
and was
that.
Like,
it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. You cry your eyes out, honey. Yeah. You cry.
And she never, ever would have done that to any of those other girls.
No, not at all.
And those other girls have been with her for years. Cameron, they call her a studio hopper, but, you know, she's a little girl, so I'm not going to call her that, but... Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
She would have lit into any of those original girls.
I know. Yeah. I was waiting for it. I was like, great, here it goes. Yeah. The wrath of her again.
Even Kenzie, she would do that. Even Kenzie, she would go crazy if she were crying.
Yeah. And even Cameron, she was scared. Like, she was crying walking up to Abby. And then Abby was just like,
it's okay.
What'd you do wrong? Yeah. What'd you do wrong?
Did you have a fall?
Yeah. Abby is a fake and a phony. I mean, we already knew that. I know we did, but it's just disgusting.
Sorry, she's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bizarre is a good word.
And we saw little Sarah get yelled at the week previous for crying, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
Apparently some people are allowed to cry, and others are...
It's forbidden.
I feel like at some point I'm supposed to say something, but I have not said anything. So to everyone out there is going to look like, oh, he's not saying anything because he's so pro-Abby.
Yeah.
He loves Abby, and Abby is his friend.
I mean, come
I just
on.
Don't know what to say at this moment. That's what I will say this, though. Cameron, she fell. But when I tell you, she kept going.
She kept going.
Like,
she kept going like nobody's business.
Like, honestly... It's like she fell, but for a second you thought that was part of the dance.
Yeah,
like that was like do 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 fall back. Oh,
and I'm just gonna
flip and just like I was like
it was good.
That was real. That was real cute.
And what about her facial expressions? Like they kept getting better too.
Yes. Well, you know, Abby had already said that she could, her facial expressions were up to the back of the house.
See, to me, I didn't think so.
I agree with you. Thank you.
I saw her energy drop.
Yeah.
When
after she fell, yeah,
I didn't feel that. I felt like she still had the same intensity and technique and everything.
I don't know
right
why.
After
I just felt like she fell, and in her mind she's like, okay, Abby's gonna lay into me, so I'm just gonna get.
Well, that's
over
how we all feel.
Go.
Y'all remember that hat? Remember the hat when Chloe had, and it went boom, and we like. Abby's gonna get in. Ooh, you gonna get in trouble.
The trouble is the distance.
Yeah. M-I-S-T-E-R, period. That's from Color Purple.
Oh, here's my thing though with Cameron's. Here's my thing with Cameron's facial expressions is that all she does is smile.
It doesn't seem genuine to me.
It may be a big smile, but Chloe and Maddie, they all do the facial expressions. Yeah. That change.
That's how we felt about Maddie at one point in time, was that Maddie knew how to put on the face.
Yeah. But Chloe was doing the theatrical face in her performance. Yeah. And so I thought you could see her expressions better than you could see Cameron's.
I agree.
Well... It doesn't matter. Cameron was a guest star anyway. Her contract is now up and she's gone.
She's gone.
And safe.
I think Cameron's choreography was stylistically way beyond Chloe's.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
That was,
but we know that it was slated.
I see now why Christy was upset the week previous about Chloe's choreography, because there was no way that's... But it didn't matter anyways.
Yeah, she beat her.
Okay, and Maddie was offered a solo to do the entire Sia performance, which is just, I thought was ridiculous. Yeah. But I'm so glad that she said no.
I thought she was just asked just to do a solo. It wasn't to Chandelier.
She wanted to do Chandelier.
Yeah.
After Abby found out that the Candy Apples were doing the Sia song, Abby got, of course, totally mad, pissed off. Mm-hmm.
Did I miss that?
Yeah.
They were in the hallway.
But see, in the hallway, I just thought it was like asking, do you want to do your solo? I didn't realize that it was.
She was like, you can go out and blow them away with your performance.
It was like a number of things. It was like, do you want to do a solo? You can do the Chandelier solo if you want to. Yeah. Like,
but it meant that one of the other three girls was out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Maddie would do the solo in lieu of one of her friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I got distracted. I was eating key lime pie, so
it's okay.
But I will say good for her for saying no.
I'm so proud of her.
That was good.
But this is what Abby always talks about, is the girls having a voice and the girls making decisions for themselves. So I felt like there was no reason for her to be upset. Maddie simply said no.
And I love how she did it too. She wasn't timid. She was like, no. And she just trotted on out.
But they've all gotten like that. At the beginning of the show, when Holly asked about, are there any more solos? When Abby was like, was done with the group, and she was like, Maddie, go in the other room and work. And Nia was like, shouldn't the group come first?
Yes.
And I looked
good.
That was one of those moments where I was like,
Nia.
I love it.
And she said it. She said it so calm and coolly too. She was like, "Don't you think that?
Don't you want to rethink this?"
She did have her hands on.
Yeah,
her
it was like, I mean, we already in a rehearsal, so you gonna send this little girl off to do a rehearsal by herself, and you saying that the group looks a hot mess?
Good for Nia.
Yeah, good for her for speaking up.
Good for them.
Yeah. Abby was neglecting the group performance. She was. I mean, all of the performances in general, but. She needed to stay in there.
I felt like Abby was very scatterbrained this entire episode.
Yeah, it was all about her.
Oh yeah, she checked out. She was doing her real estate and studio.
There's a lot going on. She's trying to get ALDC,
trying to get a business.
West Hollywood. Well, not West Hollywood, West Coast. She's trying to get people on TV shows. Yeah. She's trying to get her booking. She's trying to push her book. There's a lot going on. She got to film the show.
She's
there's
a busy lady.
On. There's a lot going on. I wish I was booked like that. All I do is sit in my house and watch Dance Moms.
What do you all really think of her ALDC West Coast idea?
It's a good idea if they want to continue with Dance Moms, because they need something else.
Something different.
Yeah.
I think that because of the show and Abby's name and Dance Moms, parents are going to want to sign their kids up anyway.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
So.
But how long do you think it'll last, though? Do you think it's just going to become just another dance studio?
What did that sign say?
I can't see it. It says
10 minutes.
I was like, ooh, like, if I had, like, all you guys were like, it's like that.
Well, he held it up and it walked off.
10 minutes.
I don't know if it'll be promising. I guess it'll just have to be, you know, it'll have to do with the teaching staff.
Yeah. That's just what it really comes down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be good. I think it's one of those things where when parents come to L.A., Abby Lee is here in L.A. You know, it's one of those. It's like when I moved here and I took classes with Scott Sedita. I was like, ooh, Scott Sedita, like, he's been on TV, he's done da-da-da-da. Like, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Although Scott Sedita is a great teacher.
Yeah. After a while, it's L.A., so that fades. Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully it'll still be good even after that.
But also,
it still comes down to the teaching staff.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a million schools everywhere.
But I think she'll have some really good people there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
But also, here's the thing, is I think Abby's choreography is good, but it's not great compared to, like, to bigger companies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to come out to LA and open a studio, you better be able to compete.
Right. Like, you got to go big.
I will tell you that.
You'll just fall right off the mat.
She has, like, the same tricks and she kind of, you know, keeps
rehashes them.
There's some kick-ass studios out here.
Right.
Yeah. There's great competition.
You're not supposed to say the A word on this show.
I did.
Children, don't you say that.
But now it's going to be the threatening with, do you want to be asked to come to the West Coast studio? You know?
Yeah.
Before it was the team, now it's going to be the studio.
Listen, it's a storyline. Listen,
that's the new storyline.
They're trying to collect their check.
You always say that, but we know they're collecting their check.
Listen, you got to keep the coins coming. So if they want the coins to keep coming, they got to do something extra.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go take class when it comes to the LA.
We know. You'll be there.
I'm going to part of the Ray 5-6-7.
Are you going to put your pink tights on or black tights?
Put me on top of the pyramid. Maddie in here. She in Pittsburgh.
I just want to go.
I can't.
We should move on.
Yeah,
so speaking of Maddie, Melissa, I thought that the moms were putting too much on her to speak up. I feel like she spoke up enough. And when Abby was kind of making the decision for Maddie to do a solo, the moms were wanting her to speak up again. And I was like, but she's already said something. Like,
I didn't really think it was her place.
It wasn't her place to say something else and be like, no, Abby, no. She already said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that to her friends. Now, at a point where Abby is like, she's going to do it, what's Melissa going to say?
Yeah, there's only so much right. she yeah. can do.
Which meant Melissa is non-confrontational. Yeah. So yeah. whenever yes. she gets asked a direct question that makes her uncomfortable, she kind of looks down and kind of...
I love
she
it.
Gets that yeah.
Yeah. It's like the...
Like, yeah, that's kind of what... That's exactly
like
what
she
does.
It's like she's listening, but she's just like...
Not listening.
And, and the mom should know by now. It doesn't really do anybody any good to go and say anything to Abby anyway. She's, right. you know.
Except Holly. Holly's the only person that has a pass.
Yeah. Well, Holly had a prop, though. She had her whiteboard.
That's
but
true.
When Holly says something, it's received in a positive manner from Abby, I think.
It's received differently.
I think Melissa's deals with a tough... You know, Patch, Maddie and Mackenzie are Abby's golden children. Yep. If she goes in there and starts saying this and that, I mean, what's that going to mean for her children? She don't want to ruin anything for her kids.
Yeah.
I don't want anything for my kid. I ain't going to go in there smart mouth. No, thank you.
And see, people have, like I said last week, people have not realized that you can't just come on the show and be like, you're supposed to stand there and be like, you want my child to do what? Oh, okay.
To an extent. To an extent.
Yeah.
Don't over there. Don't say. They need the pep talk. Like, kids would get that, you know, that pep talk you would get before you go to the store, like, don't ask for nothing, don't say nothing, and behave. That's how parents should be before they go into ALDC. Don't ask for nothing, don't say nothing, just go in here, listen to that woman, and you'll get a magazine cover.
Amen.
Okay, we've got like 5 minutes left before they start to wrap us.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
We started late anyway.
We do have Maria in studio. So we need to
talk. We need to talk about the dances.
Yes.
Let's talk about the performances.
Okay.
Because we touched on the Chloe fight with Christy.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, what did you guys think of the performances?
Applause to Kendall.
Yeah.
That solo, she was hitting those notes. She has grown so much as a dancer.
Yes.
And she was just so, it was, I was like, Kendall, you are really coming for Maddie. You are.
Yeah.
You are
still,
trying.
Yeah.
I still need more from her though. I need her to go, like, I feel like she thinks like this is enough, but she needs to be more.
It's more cutesy facial. Yeah.
If she gives that punch, like you're talking about, she could be the fierce.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she could totally be, the fierce.
It's like,
dancer.
You know, when you your teacher says, give me more so I can tell you to back down.
Right.
That's what she needs to do.
Yeah.
Instead of telling you to bump it up.
She is improving a lot.
I think she killed it, though.
Yeah, she did.
She killed it.
Totally.
But I felt like Chloe and Kendall's choreography didn't really live up to Cameron's, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Her
choreography was literally like what we look for today and like, you know, new innovative choreography.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I asked you this, does it matter? Because she still didn't win.
Speaking of new innovative choreography, though, can we talk about how Kathy, in most of her most recent performances, always is like, this is edgy, this is innovative.
I'm sorry.
And it's not.
That, I expected a lot more from Keon, and he did not deliver.
He did not deliver. No.
Yeah, we were like, what? Yeah. Oh, what happened? It just kind of... I'm just saying, like...
I kept waiting.
Yeah. I was waiting for the choreography to blow us away.
Yes. They weren't together on top of that.
Or maybe the kids didn't attack it like he imagined it to be, you know?
I think it was watered down a little bit.
Maybe.
It was watered down and it was too like slinky. Like we're used to like the hits and the quick movements and the jerkiness. I think that's like in our minds, in my mind, that's like what I wanted to see. But when they started like Pod Warain, when the music started its hype, I was like disappointed.
It was like it missed all of those beats.
It missed the high.
It missed the high moment when they were turn sections.
So much, like, there could have been so much color in that choreography, and it just wasn't.
Yeah.
Well,
and
there
then,
was color in those costumes.
That is for sure.
And the spaceship. Well, it was like a spaceship.
It was like Gaga.
It was like a collar.
See, here's the thing. Like, kudos to them for attempting to do Sia Chandelier.
Yeah.
Here's the hard thing about that, is that when you do something like that, that already has such a strong visual element, you have to do something so strong that it makes us go, and in
so
this,
true.
I felt like, I was like,
so true.
A for effort. You know what I mean? Like, you guys tried something. They had great moments.
Yeah.
But I felt like you know, like you said, you're not hitting these certain movements. Yeah. You're not doing these certain things.
All of that.
Yeah. And it's not, you're trying to top what they did with Maddie, but you're not topping it. We're
disappointing.
Yeah. We're left with like a big question mark. Like, why is this like a space thing that we're going for? Yeah. Like the story didn't quite connect.
I was embarrassed.
I think those kids are all capable of doing it. And we've seen, you know, they're so talented, but they just, I don't think they had that push.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit timid in his teaching, maybe. They didn't get that like cleaning and push and attack and stuff like that.
And I thought it was, since we're talking about C and Chandelier, I thought it was really silly for Bridget to come by their room playing the song. Yes. Mm-hmm. But kudos to Maddie.
Yes.
Being like, oh, you want to play the song?
I like that.
Yeah, I was like, kudos. And she went right into it. It's like she knew what part she needed. It was like, bring it. It was a stand battle.
It was
a stand battle between Bridget and Maddie, and Maddie won.
And she said, bye, Felicia.
She did. Bye, Bridget.
Bye, Bridget.
Good for her.
Okay. So we're being told to wrap, so let's quickly go through the rest of this.
Chloe.
Amber Alert.
Amber Alert. I thought Amber Alert was creepy.
Yeah.
So
creepy.
Good, though.
Yeah.
I got chills.
Creepy.
It was creepy. I didn't like it.
What?
Well, I think she should have gotten goosebumps at the end. I mean, one kid was killing another kid. Like, I mean, if you think of it like relatively, and I mean Amber Alert is serious. That. Like, you get a text on your phone, and it's like not that, something to like be made fun of. And
it's not. But again,
I didn't like the costumes. The music was creepy. So,
but it goes back to last text.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
saying. It goes back
to
that. It goes back to that whole eeriness and creepiness. That, but this is what's happening. Like, unfortunately, a lot of kids are disappearing on us. So, and I think that's what Abby does. Abby goes for that shock value. And I wasn't expecting the ending either. But I was so into what they were doing and the story that they were telling that at the end I was like, oh.
I wasn't shocked. I didn't like Maddie's acting at the end. I thought that she could have done a lot better job. And I didn't like it that they picked Nia to do the one part.
The kidnapping.
Okay, yeah. I did and say that.
I mean, I was...
She gets stuck at those roles, man.
Tiffany Wright, like, I was gonna say something and then I wasn't gonna say something, but it pissed me off because
me
I don't think that Nia is the strongest dancer. I think if you were gonna put those girls into a push-up contest, I think Chloe would win.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Chloe should have kidnapped
her. I did take a whisper and say, why does Nia have to be the one?
Yeah, like,
seriously though.
For real.
Seriously.
Okay, so, but Amber Alert did win.
Yeah.
Candy Apples got fed.
Abby knows how to captivate an audience, I'll say.
She does.
She has great ideas.
And
let's quickly go through the dressing room after and what happened.
I just want to say it was very glorifying for Chloe to once again beat Cameron.
Yes.
And
yes.
shove it right back.
Mm-hmm. But poor Kendall got ninth.
I could not believe that.
I was completely shocked. I was completely shocked.
And if any of you ever wondered why Jeanette was behind Abby, it's because Ava competed at the competition.
I didn't see that though.
What was
didn't
that?
Didn't even notice her.
Ava, I noticed
it. Jeanette was sitting behind Abby in the competition, and Ava was competing there.
No.
That's why she was in
that
LA.
That kid don't ever go away, and Jeanette knew exactly where to sit. There are 3,458
She was told to sit there. She was told to sit there.
Producers.
They're all taped off. They're assigned seats.
Okay. Well, let's do we have any other comments on the episode? Besides, we pretty much covered the accent.
I love the Hollywood stars, gorgeous girls, costumes. I know they didn't win, but Cameron and Jade are just gorgeous.
So awesome.
I mean, they're going to make money and
really
be
like
professionals.
That.
Just,
either way.
Yeah, either way.
Either way, they're good.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't really like Hollywood stars. I mean, I thought it was...
You're so against me tonight. Oh,
really?
I liked
it.
I enjoyed Hollywood stars.
I thought it was good.
I mean, I was like, yeah.
That ending, when they strutted up.
I mean, yeah. It was good technique-wise and all that kind of stuff and stuff, but I was eating my key lime pie. Yeah.
Chloe's confessional at the end just broke my heart, though.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. That was heartbreaking to end on that note. It's kind of like how Kelly, Paige, and Brooke ended with that whole fight thing, and then they're gone, and now it's like Chloe's spirit is kind of broken after all those years with Abby. So it was a sad moment.
Poor Chloe. When I was that age, I wouldn't be able to go on. I wasn't that strong. I wouldn't be able to...
No, it's not an easy age.
I was a tough little cookie.
Okay. I don't even want to say what happened when I didn't make the dance team.
We know how you look.
I love you guys, but I think I'm about to get shot, so let's move on to news and gossip.
We started late anyways.
I know.
Where are we going to?
News and gossip.
News and gossip. Do we have any?
TV news. I have a little bit.
Okay.
I just wanted to clarify, though, that for the Chloe's video, if you ever want to see it, the hashtag is nobody is you, which I love that. I thought that was great.
Nobody is you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when she tweeted it, she said, no one is going to put me down anymore because no one is me and nobody is you.
I love her.
Aww. I love it. Good for you, Chloe.
Yes.
Team Chloe.
Team Chloe.
Go, Chloe.
And then they said in a recent meet and greet in Australia that season 5 actually started filming on Monday.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did. So. Yeah. Oh, and Chloe and Christy were at VIP event.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And there are some videos of her killing that choreography.
Yes.
And she was with Blake McGrath, who was here with us last season. He came on as a guest.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So there were pictures of her and him on there. So yeah. Good for her.
Yes. Okay, well, guys, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms, including Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Lounging with Tony. That's LOUNGIN with Tony. Also, tomorrow, you can see me on the talk show The Real.
Yay.
So make sure you tune into that. I will be doing impressions of all of the hosts of The Real, so make sure you check it out.
You know how funny he is.
Yeah.
So.
We don't want to miss that. And you can find me on Instagram at Candace Camacho and on YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life.
You guys can find me on Twitter, TheFrancisco, or Instagram, Francisco Thurston.
And you can find me on all social media platforms at Lexi Hamasfar. And thank you so much, you guys.
And where can they find you guys?
Yes, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss, M-I-S-S, underscore Tiffy, T-I-F-F-Y-T. And you can check me out in Bart Baker's new booty parody coming up on Sunday.
And you also did the Anaconda parody.
Anaconda Dance.
That's Tiffany.
You have to check it out.
Yes. Anything Nicki Minaj, Tiffany did it. And where can we find you?
On Facebook and Twitter. Honestly, I don't even go to...
Tahira West.
Yeah, just under Tahira West.
You keep it real simple. You keep it real simple and cute.
I love that. It's easier that way.
That is true.
Find you easier.
Thank you guys again for being here.
You
guys
were
a lot of fun.
Thank you. So much fun.
Yay.
And are we coming back next week for the reunion?
Sure, why not?
You'll want to.
So come back next week for the reunion. And thanks for dropping by and watching this week's reclap of the season finale. What?
I don't know.
Okay. See you guys later.
Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.